Welcome to Hey Julie at julieland.com. Julie's not in today. I'm filling in. My name is Eric Carlson. I'm an empowerment coach from Leading Edge Power. And today I have sitting with me adult film star Sydney Steele. You might recognize Sydney from the Wicked Pictures films. She's been an adult film star for quite some time now. Welcome to be here.
Thank you. Hey, Julie, I just want to thank you for picking Eric Carlson to interview me today. I just found out he's also a fitness model and yum. Hi, Eric.
Hello. Nice to see you, too. So you're a new author. Is that correct?
Yeah. I've written a book called Seducing Your Woman. And after I retired with from shooting movies, I got really kind of interested in studying a lot of books about seduction and kind of the past. So I decided to write a book for men about seducing women.
For men about seducing women?
Women can read it too, but it's geared towards men. And the idea behind the book is to bring out a softer side when a man picks up a lady. Like there's been a few new books out there written by men. And most of the guys out there that write it have these techniques that they call them, and they're little games that a guy can play in a bar or in a coffee shop, and he asks the girl questions that are, the questions lead her to answer a question in an odd way, like, let's see, what's one of them? Something about the Lascar. I actually can't even think of any because they kind of turn me off. So it's happened twice recently. I've been out in clubs and two guys have tried to hit on me, and I was like, oh, so you've read the seduction books. And they're like, their eyes get all big and they're like, you're kidding.
So it's more of a canned kind of try to pick up line that is very obvious. And your book explains a little bit different techniques than that?
Yeah, it does. I decided to do something a little softer for the guys that maybe gave them, those books are good. And I know there's a lot of ways to get guys, to kind of get guys out of their shell. But this particular book, I decided to get into the fun part of, like, the beginning book gets you set in the beginning to get your intentions straight, what you're looking for in a lady, to really visualize and know what kind of woman you want to pick up that night, whether you want a one-night stand or a long-term relationship.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so does it helps with like self-confidence and stuff for guys going in to pick up women?
Yes, it does. And it gives it from a softer point of view, a side that maybe men don't think about is if you approach a woman in a way that another woman might approach her in a masculine way, she's going to be more responsive because she doesn't feel like she's prey.
Oh, not feel like she's underneath the hunt, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so how did you get involved in writing this book?
Well, I just kind of, let me tell you a little bit about what I've been up to in the past few years. I decided to take a little bit of break from pretty much shooting movies and doing really interviews or anything, and was kind of just been chilling at the beach for a little while.
Nice.
And hanging out in a nice little place, started surfing and playing around and did a lot of reading. I didn't read in the past very much when I read my scripts before I'd shoot a movie, and that was it. So I decided to start reading and got really interested in books and found out that they're just a great way to enjoy yourself and escape. So I kind of got into writing a lot myself, reading and writing. And I thought it'd be fun to write my own book.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So does this book have like more tips and things to that you can do in the home, or is it just more of a pickup type of book?
Well, it's got tips. It gets into like talking dirty and role playing. Let's say if you want her to call you a name like Big Daddy, ask her to do it for you. She could get a kick out of it. Women like to be given more romantic names. Call her your goddess. It makes me melt. When it comes to talking dirty during sex, I'm not sure if I can say these words on here.
Yeah, how does that work? How do you get comfortable talking dirty during sex? I like to know how you do that.
How do you get comfortable talking dirty?
Yeah, exactly.
First off, you prepare your mind before you even decide to do it. If you're uncomfortable with it, is visualize yourself doing it. Get yourself into a state where you feel really kind of dirty. Picture something that's really turns you on personally. And then that state gets created. And then when you're in the particular situation, you know, you're having sex with your partner and it's getting dirty, don't be afraid. Open your mouth up. Whatever thought pops in, just open it up. Yeah, I want you to, I'm not sure. I want you to shoot your load all over my big mounds.
Oh.
See, I'm not sure what language.
Ooh, it's getting
I can
a little hot in
here
now. Okay.
So spank my ass and just ways to do it, and also to get into conversations that are fantasy play. If you want to play role play with them, like you're a nurse and you've come in to check his heartbeat, and you kind of playing and. He's telling you need a sperm sample and you forgot your cup and have to chew it in your mouth.
That's great. I like that one. Let me write that one down. Doctor. Awesome. So you're making sex, you're helping people have fun with sex again, taking and making it fun again. Is that what?
Well, that's the idea. I think sex can always be fun, but I realized that a lot of people from people I'd run into in clubs, people on my website that would ask me questions, seems like they were really looking for insight into their relationships were getting boring, and also sometimes one night stands were exciting for them, but after like the second or the third time they'd had sex with a person, it seemed like that person would tighten up and they would be afraid to express themselves. So I thought it would be fun to get in there and kind of start offering people techniques and ideas and recipes of ways to make it fun, where if you're not comfortable being yourself and talking dirty or playing a type of sexual goddess or diva, then if I make a plan for you or a character or offer you a recipe, it's like you have someone, like I do sexual empowerment coaching now.
Sexual empowerment coaching.
Yeah, I'm going to blend a little bit of here what I'm talking about, because it has to do with the same thing with that.
Okay.
Sexual empowerment coaching is where I offer it through iChat, and I offer it through my cell phone, where you can call me, or it's online. And we work from the point of starting with the now. I'm not interested. I'm not a therapist. And I'm not interested in your problems. I'd like to know what you're wanting to discover in your life and what you're wanting to experience. And we make a map from there. Sometimes a little history helps. Like if you've been married a long time and your wife has become not that interested. So we work from a game plan from there.
Okay.
So it's offering fun, insightful recipes. First, we get into the empowerment of getting your mind in the game and getting yourself to be excited and sexually in control of your own thoughts and your own vehicle, so that you can get your partner as excited as you are about your idea.
Oh, excellent. So you take some, so if you have a typical client that calls in, you speak with them and they give you where they want to be, but where they want to be sexually, where they want to be freer or with different. Mm-hmm. So you help them get from where they are to where they want to be.
Right. For example, a client is, they're married, they've been married a long time, and he's discovering that his wife doesn't seem that interested anymore. And he's wanting more sex. He's wanting it more often. He's wanting a little more fantasy. He's tired of two positions or one, you know, missionary or doggy. And then going in, you know, so he wants more spontaneous, say, morning blowjobs, or he wants her just to give him that look of, oh, I'm going to eat you up. Because I think women and men forget after they've been together a long time to give their partner that look and that desire of just, oh man, oh. Mm. And that feeling, because when you meet someone, that electricity's there. So it's for keeping that alive.
Excellent. Now, how would you get somebody to start feeling that again, or get their partner to feel that way? Say I'm that gentleman and I'm having that with my partner. How do you get the other partner, his wife, to start looking or being that way at him?
Well, Eric, let's try that.
Let me turn on the fan.
Let me see what I can do here for Eric. Okay.
There is a pole.
Well, maybe I can get you to take your shirt off and dance for me. I heard you have very nice abs.
I did win the world's greatest abs. Thank you for bringing that up.
I'll wash my clothes on there tonight. Oh, that's what I'll if you invite me over, I'll play the little lady out washing the clothes, and I need a little washboard.
Oh, excellent. Yes.
Let me wash my clothes on you and I'll wash you.
So the coaching, how do people get a hold of you for your coaching? How do they do that?
TheLoveGeneration.com.
TheLoveGeneration.com.
Yeah, TheLoveGeneration.com.
What a great name.
Thank you.
The Love Generation. It sounds fun and playful.
It is. It's great. And my book, you can get it at SeducingYourWoman.com.
SeducingYourWoman.com.
Yeah. And you can get it at The Love Generation too. But it's seducingyourwoman.com and thelovegeneration.com.
Excellent. It's a great cover. I love the design of the cover of this book.
It's nice.
It really kind of sells. It's kind of sexy, and I really like the cover of that.
It's nice.
So what else are you up to? What's life like for you these days since you're not like the big film star and doing all these movies? What is what's life like for you? What's your love like? Love life like?
Well, I try to lead by example, and I with my coaching and with what I write about, I live my life as an example of that. And I try to make sure every day I'm diligent at making sure I wake up feeling good with happy thoughts. I work on keeping my body in shape. I eat well, and I spend my time writing, and I've got just more of a chilled out beach life now. And I love getting out. I just don't, before it was constantly out in the business every, you know, working consistently and dinners and parties. And that was a great time. It's just nice to not be every single night.
Mm. You said you're working out these days. So are you hitting the gym, running on the beach? What kind of stuff do you do? Because it's probably pretty important to keep your body nice since you're teaching people about sexual empowerment, right? To keep your body fit. Does that make a big difference to be healthy?
It's a huge difference. It makes a difference when you're fit in any walk of life to make the effort, because I think that it brings more power to your own. You feel more confident about yourself just because you worked out that day or you spent a little bit of time loving your body. And I think that helps other people love your body more because you're loving it no matter what shape you're in. If you give yourself a little attention, it's going to feel better. But yeah, I run the beach. I can't say I've been surfing much, but I hope to soon. A more upper body workout. And I go to the gym almost every day, 5-6 days a week, and I'll do cardio. And I love my yoga classes. Those are not. I do more of a spiritual yoga, something that, you know, that's like with the at the end of the class, they have you lay down in Savasana and they gong.
Gong.
And then she does this whole chanting, and this she'll walk you through like a meditation. She's got this big gong, and I think it'd be nice to have a big gong in the bedroom where you can hit it and call your mate.
There you go, guys. Get a big gong for your bedroom. Cindy Steele says it. Get a gong for the bedroom.
Yeah.
And your arms do look good. Looks like you've got some
Thank
muscle
you. Check
in there.
It out.
Whoa.
The gun show.
Look at those. That's great. So nice. So what's next for you? What's coming up? What do you got going on?
I have a few new things coming up. I'm actually in the process this month of setting up a couple new things that I hope you have me back to talk about, because they're not completely sealed. So I'm not going to offer the deals yet, but it's exciting. You can see me light up talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's got to do with energy, sexuality, and just more empowerment of ideas and recipes and stuff. So
they can find
I'm saying
that out.
A lot of nothing. Keep going to thelovegeneration.com, and I'll keep you guys posted.
Do you have a newsletter or anything that people can sign up for so
I
they
do.
Can stay updated? Okay.
I do. I've got a newsletter on my website. And you can just sign up for the newsletter. And, of course, I'm the only one that sends you stuff.
You're not a spammer. You don't
I'm
like
not
spam.
A spammer.
Huh? Good, yeah.
I don't even
spammers.
Eat spam.
Spam.
I like it.
Who eats spam? I've heard people eat it, but
people,
I don't know.
How about in Hawaii? And
Spam burgers. They like those in Hawaii.
Yeah, they made it for Adam Sandler in that movie when he was... with Drew Barrymore, 51st Dates.
Oh, yeah.
They put Spam and Reese's Pieces on his omelet.
That doesn't sound good. So you have some new big projects you're working on. You're really excited. Can't really talk about them yet, but you have some exciting things coming up. So
yeah, it feels better to talk about them when they're done, like really lined up and done.
Okay. So I want to ask you a couple of questions. What do you like about sex yourself? Like, what do you like about sex?
What do I like about sex? I like most of the aspects of sex that feel good. I like sex to be fun, exciting. I like it to be slow and seductive. I love it when my partner puts me in a room and just completely worships my body and then does whatever he wants to me.
Oh.
He spends like 30, 45 minutes and completely adores my body and rubs it and loves it. And then... one of my favorite new toys is a phallic glass toy. Mm. And he heats that up, and that's quite nice. And then
heats up the phallic glass
toy. Yeah, you can put it in hot water, and it retains the heat. And
wow.
It's my favorite, and it's really nice. And then he'll use his toy after that. And that's pretty sweet.
Sounds like a good time
there. It's good. And then I like role playing and dressing up. And I just discovered I hadn't been wearing heels since I hadn't been in the business for a little while. And I discovered, though, that when you go to reverse cowgirl or forward stand, if anytime you're standing on your feet and riding him, it's best to have heels on because it helps balance you out. And I find that you can do squats better with heels on.
Oh, that's a big tip right there. So heels for reverse cowgirl.
Heels for, it makes it much easier on the girl. Her legs won't give out near as fast.
Oh, excellent.
Unless she's really, like if she's a surfer, she's got super flat feet that can stick on a board, she might be able to be good at it. But if you've got an arch to your foot, it's much better to have that.
So you seem to be very positive and like enjoying life. What do you like about life these days? What's life like for you?
It's exciting. I like to wake up and wonder what's going on that day. I find myself as a deliberate creator. I pay attention to what I'm wanting, and I write about it. In the mornings, I'll start with a book, what I call Positive Aspects. And I'll write just how much I love myself and how great my house is and how great my boyfriend is and how excited I am about a new project coming up. And I'm excited about buying a house in Costa Rica. So I actually have, in the morning, I have a set point of desires. So I mentally can fall back on, oh, today is exciting because I'm wanting to move towards this. So I start my day with a map.
Huh. So you said love in there a couple times. What is love to you? What's that mean? What is love to you?
What is love to me?
Yeah.
Love means that my body feels electric and light and life. It feels light. Love is light and happiness and ease in all manners. When you meet people, I like to feel excited and you can see that sparkle in their eye. And that's love to me. Huh. Love is that cat laying on a table just chilling out. Birds and good stuff. And then passionate, animalistic sex where you both are just breathing one another. That's almost lust love.
You turn AC up again in here. And you know, I heard a term you mentioned a minute ago when you woke up. You said something about deliberate creation in your day. I didn't really get that. What's that mean? You get up and deliberately create your day?
Yes. Deliberate creation. The term for me means that I am deliberately taking control of the direction of my day. Should I be in traffic and someone cuts me off, I've set my day where that I'm positive enough and things are flowing in the right way that's not going to affect me. I'm not going to care. And I'll know that person maybe didn't set their day deliberately, but I did, so it's not going to affect me. And I'm still happy and I'm still in my zone and feeling really good.
So instead of just basically reacting to life, you're more of taking control of every situation.
Yeah. Oh. So that when something that one might construe as bad or negative, I might still be kind of doing pretty good. People kind of look at me sometimes like, why are you not reacting? So, you know, like everyone's getting all into the drama and really want to talk about it and discuss it. And I would rather move forward and talk about what's next, what's positive, what's going to come, instead of keeping that vibration of that uncomfortable situation alive. Oh. And also the more I cellularly react to it, the more something like that happens again, the stronger my reaction is going to be. So I like to move forward. I like to have positive. I like to feel good. You know, you can see from being a porn star, you could see me on camera, you can see I was feeling good. I like to do it in my everyday life, whether I'm on or off camera. It's important to feel good.
So at thelovegeneration.com, when people come to find coaching, that's kind of what you're teaching the guy or the woman, right? Mm-hmm. Deliberately creating their sexual experiences or what they want. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Like, and even getting yourself to the point, say your relationship's been going in an area that feels it's getting stale. So I'm going to try to get you to think back of when you were dating, even if it's not with that person, if you can't get fond memories with that person, to go back to college when you had a really fun period of time and sexual exploration and love and you were really confident with yourself. I try to get people to think back to that position in their life and really get their whole body to feel it, where their everything is reacting. And then to try to start writing and thinking positively about their partner, and that their partner and them could also bring that type of essence back to their relationship.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's really neat. I like how you do that.
Thank you.
Wow. So let's talk more about this. Your everyday life. It seems like you're really kind of more of a more positive in everything you do. More just enjoying life. It seems like you're just kind of being like a little kid again, huh? And just having fun. Is that what it seems like?
It is. In my book, Seducing Your Woman, I recommend to guys to, if you really want your girl to remember you on a first date or even on a later date, take her out and play with her like you're 6 years old. Mm. Get her to forget about everything that's going on, bills and life and everything in play, so that I'm actually, I try to do that with my life every day. I'm getting to the point where I'm just playing and being that kid, because you listen to kids and they're not thinking about bills or where their career is going to take them. They're just kind of excited about life. And I want to keep myself in that place, because I find that I do whatever my titles or whatever books I'm writing, the most influence that I find that I have on people is by being myself and being happy and being excited about life and reminding people of that excitement of life. So I'm more interested in keeping myself happy than making sure that my book's a number one seller. And I believe, though, by being happy and making influence people, that my book will automatically become that way, because the two go hand in hand and influence all.
Excellent. What a great point of view. How do we stay so positive? So if you notice today, you look on the TV or on the news and you just see a lot of people really frustrated and unhappy, how do you stay so positive in such a negative, what seems to be portrayed as such a negative world? I mean, it's negative, the world, but then you meet somebody like you and you seem so positive and upbeat. How do you do that?
Well, welcome to Sydney Steele's 1934 beach house. I don't have cable.
You don't have cable?
I don't have cable. The only time I'll turn my TV on is Sunday night for The Simpsons and Family Guy. I watch as much humor as I can possibly get. I'm not concerned about the news. And if someone brings something up, I try to say, hey, I choose not to watch the news. So you don't really need to offer any more insight unless it's going to directly affect me. And I do care. I am concerned about the world out there. And I do love everyone. But I feel by myself, keeping myself happy, I can help uplift other people. I am a vegetarian. I just introduced fish back in my diet the other day. I haven't eaten fish in like 4 years. And I was a complete vegan. And then I decided to add a little bit of fish in there. And it was nice. I had a little bit of sea bass. And I went to Captain Kidd's and had my first piece of fish with some really cool people. And I just eat healthy. I'm happy. And I kind of go by my own groove. I'm not as influenced as what everyone else is doing, everyone else is wearing, everyone else is eating. I guess I'm a trendsetter on my own.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Sydney Steele, for being here today and being on our show. And thank you all for listening to Hey Julie. And you can check us out at julieland.com. Thank you again for the show, Sydney Steele. And we have, check out Sydney Steele's new book, Seducing Your Woman. You can get that right at seducingyourwoman.com. Is that correct?
Yep. And then my coaching, Sexual Empowerment, at thelovegeneration.com.
Thelovegeneration.com. Sign up for that newsletter, because you got those exciting new things coming out very soon.
And I would love, it's such a good time too, if anyone picks me up as a client. It's a lot of fun. You'll have a great time.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Remember, Julie Land, what more can a man ask for? Thanks for stopping by. Have a great day.
Bye, Eric.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.